Check it.
Wake up.
R&B Divas.
Yes, comes on tonight on TV One at 10 p.m. Yes.
Great show.
Yes.
I love it. You know why I like it?
Why?
Because the people on there are interesting.
Yeah, well, guess
people
what?
I want to know.
Everybody else likes it, too. It's like one of TV One. I think it's TV One's highest rated original show. Yes. So everybody else likes it, too.
And from the show right now on the phone line, y'all, you're not going to believe it. I've got Nikki Gilbert and Monifa. How you doing, ladies?
Hey, how are you?
Hi, guys.
Good.
We didn't wake y'all up, did we?
Of course.
All right, first of all, let me start with you, Nikki. What brought you, what made you decide, you know what, I want to do a reality show?
You know, I just saw a real void in the market for African-American women and real representations of the women that I know. Mm-hmm. I thought about the little girls that were like me when I was watching Chaka Khan and Whitney Houston and Luther Vandross on the award shows. And, you know, where are those images of great artists and positive women and role models first?
Mm-hmm.
And I picked up the phone and made a couple of phone calls to my girls and mm-hmm. said, hey, you know, I'm ready to do this.
That's
and
excellent.
They all came on board. And it was also important for us to have real stories. Like,
right.
you'll see as the season unfolds, we are so honest and so real and so truthful with all of our stuff.
Right.
But I think a lot of people will learn from that.
And Monifa, for so you, really what was it for you, Monifa?
It was just time to tell my journey. About transparency for me. And healing. I was at that particular point in my life when this opportunity came up, and I was just that I was at that place, and I wanted to share my story. I was actually very tired of, you know, this story, the unsungs of the world, and the story's not the same. We're not reinventing the wheel, but I think it's high time that we kind of start looking at artists and understanding and change the end in that story.
That's right.
I'm tired.
Let me ask you something. A lot of people were surprised that you are gay. Were you surprised at them being surprised?
I'm not, you know, I don't really label my, that's, you know, that's the box I'm in, and that's great. I'm in a wonderful same-sex relationship and very happy, but I also think that it is absolutely imperative that this is normalized. Like, this is 2012, like, for crying out loud. And I just think that it's my truth. And I don't think it should be such a big deal. I know I wasn't surprised that people were surprised, but that is also why I felt that it just needed to be told straight up. It's part of my life.
Yeah.
You know, I'm in a great relationship, and just like anyone else, that's a part of my life, and this show documents that, and I wanted to, you know, incorporate that and be honest in that.
Right. Now this show, R&B Divas, I mean, yeah, obviously, all you ladies, you've known of each other, I guess, with your careers and the whole nine. You know, most of these shows are really successful because there's always a beef.
Cat fight.
You know. What I found from watching the first show is that it just seems like you all have you guys have a plan. You have something you want to do, something you want to share. And I found that to be somewhat refreshing.
Yeah.
Thank goodness.
It was, we want people to know you can captivate an audience without, you know,
throwing a glass,
and running across tables and throwing glass. I mean, really, who does that? Like, when's the last time you went to dinner with your girl and you were like, and threw, you know,
right.
and threw a bottle. Are you kidding me? Like,
yes, exactly.
And you had a misunderstanding, and you just punched her in the face.
Right.
That had to happen.
Exactly.
So, I put my shoes off in a fine restaurant, I'm going to run clean across the table and jump off on your head.
See, that's real talk.
That's real, though. Grown people don't do that.
Now, we're going to record this because, Nikki, I'll tell you, if you guys start doing that, I'm going to play this back.
That's right. Nikki said. She said she didn't do this.
Right. Next thing you know.
I promise you on everything, if a bottle is thrown, if anything crazy happens, my retaliation is that I will close up my pocketbook, put it on my shoulder, and walk out the door and never return. We're real friends.
Yeah.
We don't have that. We don't get down like that at all.
So you say you're real friends, and they're really, do you guys really all get along? Is there just one that's like, she ain't gonna make it the next season?
Of course. Well, no. I mean, I honestly feel like you know, we really do. I met Kiki when she was 15 years old. Mm. I've known Faith for almost 20 years. Mm-hmm. Monifa and I go back almost 10, 15 years. Mm-hmm. And Selena and I go back at least 5 to 7. So there are times, clearly, when we're just like, what did you just say?
Right.
Let me give you a piece of my mind.
Right.
There is drama.
You don't have
there
that.
There will be drama. There right. will be moments where Kiki going to say something sideways and we all going to look at her crooked eyes.
But we're holding on to the table for dear life. Yeah.
Right.
Okay. Now, one of the
things, ladies, buckle your
seatbelts. One of the things that I've noticed about other reality shows is that some of their issues come forward, but you don't really see any resolution. Like, it's like you put people's issues out on forefront, but they don't ever get them resolved. Are you guys finding that through this, there's some healing for people, anything like that?
Nikki, may I?
She is healing us all. She is healing us all. Please.
We are all healing us all. But this show, this is exactly what this show is. The main thing was about having the resolution and showing that peace, because that is what has been lacking. You just kind of throwing, like you said, throwing people's stuff out there and opening them up and not showing any resolution or any healing.
Right.
First of all, we're dealing with real life issues, mm-hmm. things that everyone can relate to. The bottom line is that we're giving a look behind the veil,
right.
an honest look behind right. the veil.
I highly recommend that you guys watch this show tonight on TV One at 10 o'clock. It really is a very, very good show and something that I think everybody can learn from. And ladies, I appreciate y'all being on with us this early, okay?
Absolutely. Thank you
so much. All right. Y'all take care of yourself. R&B Divas tonight at 10 on TV One.
The Wiz.